Hello, once again, this is the Right Wing Nut Job. I hope you had a very, very wonderful Thanksgiving. Yes, so let's move on. Today, we are going to talk about something called the Fair Tax Book. It is written by Neil Bortz and Congressman John Linder. He's a congressman from Georgia. We will be talking about this in three parts. First, a little history. That's what we will talk about today. And then in another podcast, we will talk about the fair tax itself. And then later, we will talk about those objections to the fair tax. So today, a little history. In 1848, Karl Marx wrote in his Communist Manifesto 10 points to bring about a true communist society. Number two on that list was the establishment of a heavy progressive or graduated income tax. Number three was the abolishment of all rights of inheritance. Seems like the communists have made great strides in the United States of America. When this country started, the only taxes were those on alcohol, carriages, and some basic consumer items such as sugar and tobacco. After the War of 1812, all internal taxes were repealed, and the federal government funded itself only on tariffs on imports. Later, during the Civil War, an income tax, 3%, was imposed. It was abolished in 1872. And then 20 years later, the thirst, this fanatical thirst from the politicians for money, it caused the Congress to pass another income tax, this time 2%. And they called it, get ready for this, this is what they called the income tax. They called it an act to reduce taxes, to provide revenue for the government, and for other purposes. Ha! A bunch of liars. Well, the president, Grover Cleveland, thought it was an unconstitutional act, so he let it become law just without his signature. And the Supreme Court, they did indeed rule it unconstitutional. But the politicians, they were not finished. Over the next 15 years or so, they schemed of a way to impose the insidious income tax. And ultimately, the 16th Amendment to the United States Constitution allowing for an income tax was ratified on February 12, 1913. A horrible, horrible day in American history. You see, when it was passed and ratified, these politicians, they told the people that it was only a tax on the evil and hated rich people. And only 0.5% of the people would have to pay income tax. Ha! That did not last long at all. Before you knew it, the rates were raised, the income level at which you were required to pay was lowered. Is that any surprise? For many, many years after that, the way that the tax worked was that the people would pay their taxes every year. When tax day came along, they simply wrote out a check. Well, you know what? The politicians, they didn't like that. They wanted more money coming in all the time. They want money, 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 money. So they can spend, 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 and buy the votes. So they came up with this concept of withholding. It was not a popular idea. By the time of World War II, the government was even using Donald Duck in cartoons to convince people that withholding was a good idea. So, beginning in 1943, the government began requiring employers to withhold money each week from the employee's paycheck. And then eventually, they also began withholding for Social Security and then for Medicare. You know what really the most troubling thing about this withholding is? It is that the people, they now seem to think that it is not their money at all. For example, ask someone how much they made last month, and they will most likely say something like, well, first, if they don't say none of your business, they would say, well, I took home, fooey. How much did you make? And then say, how much did the government take of your money? If you ask someone how much they paid in taxes last year, the answer would probably be something like, oh, I got a nice refund. Ah, what a total misunderstanding of the entire system. They got a refund because the government took too much in the first place. How much did they actually pay? People need to understand these basics of the system. One more thing on the history of taxes. Corporations and other businesses, they are now taxed too. This is a horrible thing. Why? Well, because let me explain something to you. The corporations, they simply pass on these taxes as an expense. They pass it on to their consumers. That may be you, that may be their other business partners, but the taxes get paid on and that causes increased prices for everybody. So who pays these corporate taxes? You do. Now, that is a little bit about the history of the taxes. This insidious thievery of our money. Next time we will talk about the solution to this problem. It is the fair tax, so pay attention. Just one more quick comment. I see that former U.S. Attorney General Ramsey Clark is now on Saddam Hussein's defense team. I am not surprised. He long ago became a tool of the left-wing cultists to defend Slobodan Milosevic, Saddam Hussein, and people like those Rwandan torturers as anti-imperialist heroes. Mr. Clark is a disgrace to this country. For those of you listening to this podcast on various websites or subscribing in iTunes or whatever, I want to invite you to come to the website. It is really important that you come to rightwingnutjob.podomatic.com. Leave comments there. You can also sign up for the mailing list. I will let you know when there is a new episode. And you can even send me comments, audio comments, or write them. I would really appreciate that. It is rightwingnutjob.podomatic.com. Okay, I will see you next time when we will talk about the fair tax. This is the Right Wing, nutty, nutty, nut job.